Voters in Russia head to the polls this weekend in parliamentary elections, and not surprisingly, the United Russia Party of former President Vladimir Putin is expected to dominate. Six other political parties are taking part, and they claim the elections will be neither free nor fair. Putin is now Russia's prime minister, but he's the overwhelming favorite to win the presidency again when that election is held next year. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg traveled 300 miles from Moscow to Tambov, Russia, where local elections earlier this year were mired in allegations of vote rigging.
In a field in the Russian countryside, an accordionist squeezes out a medley of folk songs, only the lightning speed of his fingers preventing them from freezing in the cold. Beside him, bundled up in warm clothes, is a group of children. They've been assembled to greet a special guest. Uncle Lyosha is here, someone shouts, and all eyes turn to a man in a suit, looking rather unsteady, on a horse. It's the chairman of the Tambov Election Commission, and he's travelling round with a message. There's an election for parliament coming up, he says. Make sure your parents get out and vote. But will that ballot be free and fair? Across Tambov, we heard allegations of vote rigging in favour of Vladimir Putin's party, United Russia. Lawyer Nikolai Vorobyov is the former head of the Tambov Election Commission. After local elections back in March, he uncovered what he says are dozens of cases of fraud.
On election day, I got a call telling me that at a sports hall across town, ballot papers already marked for United Russia were being handed out. Groups of 4 to 5 people were then getting into cars and taking the papers to different polling stations to put into the ballot boxes.
Student Yevgeny Arkhangelsky admits he took part in the operation. He says he was paid the equivalent of $15 to stuff ballot boxes.
A couple of days before the election, me and some other students were asked if we'd like to earn a bit of extra money. We weren't told right away what we'd have to do. When we turned up, they told us we'd need to go around polling stations and cast ballots already marked for United Russia. I wasn't happy with that. It was deception. So I didn't put any of the ballots I was given into the boxes.
That day, Alexander Rizanov was working as an election observer for the Communist Party. He shows me the signed document he says he was given at one polling station, confirming the final count. By morning, though, the figures had changed. United Russia's share of the vote had shot up by 10%. Alexander is challenging the result in court.
This is theft. It's falsification. And according to the Russian constitution, this is a crime.
Tambov's election commission dismisses claims that ballot boxes were stuffed and the local elections rigged for United Russia. The election chairman and the man on the horse I'd seen earlier is Alexei Puchnin.
Out of the 85 alleged cases of election fraud, 68 are total fantasy. They've been dreamt up by two parties which lost the election.
This time round, Tambov will be trying out the very latest electronic ballot boxes. Election officials give us a demonstration. If you try to cast more than one ballot, the machine tells you it won't accept them and spits them all out. But only 5% of the polling stations will have these, which is why on election day, opponents of the party of power, United Russia, will be watching closely for any signs of fraud.
That report from the BBC's Steve Rosenberg in Russia.